There are lots of details to do with Tikiat Shofar and the way that the individual notes are sounded. That's the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Mishnah, that's in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, tells us that the length of a Tikiah needs to be the same length as the Teruah. The question is exactly how long is a Teruah, and indeed, what is a Teruah? The Torah calls Rosh Hashanah Yom Teruah, but it doesn't tell us exactly what a Teruah is. And the Gemara records a discussion as to whether it's Gnuche Ganach or Yelula Yelil, whether it's a groaning sound or whether it's a weeping sound, or perhaps it's the two of them combined. What we would call, is it a Shavarim? Is it what we would call a Teruah? Or is this a combination of a Shavarim? But whichever it is, the Tekiah which precedes this note and succeeds this note needs to be the same length as this note. So how long is a... is a shavarim? How long is a teruah? That's so a shavarim is three shortish blasts. That's the definition of a shavarim, at least three shortish blasts. Definition of a teruah is actually a machloket in the Rishonim. According to Rashi, it's just three trumitin, it's just three little pips. Du-du-du. That's a teruah. Whereas according to the Rashba and many other Rishonim, it's actually three sets of three pips, so a minimum of nine little pips like that. Both of those opinions are actually mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tavkuf Tzadik's If Bet. Everybody knows that a teruah needs to be nine pips, but in actual fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that that's l'chatchila, it should be nine pips. But b'diavad, if a person blew three pips, then that would also be acceptable. So we'd always want a Baal Tekiah to practice and make sure that he can blow at least nine pips. But if you're listening and you think perhaps there were only eight, so then you don't need to panic too much, because according to Shitat Rashi, and that's a view brought in the Shulchan Aruch, that's acceptable. That's as far as the Shvarim is concerned, and indeed the Teruah, however many pips you've got or bars you've got in the note, they should all be done in the one breath. You can't blow two note bars of the Shavarim and then take a breath and then blow the third bar. In actual fact, a number of poskim say that if one did that and there wasn't too much of a gap in between, then it would be kosher. There is a machloket as far as the Shavarim Teruah is concerned, not just about how many pips you need for the Teruah part, but also about whether the two notes should be blown in two separate breaths or in one breath. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't need to blow them in one breath, because even though it's regarded as one note, nevertheless, when a person groans and then weeps, they don't do it immediately one after the other. They'll take some sort of breath in between the two. However, according to the Ramban and the Rosh, you should do them in one breath, because it's one note. And as we just said, with regards to the Shavarim, you can't break your Shavarim up into various breaths, so you also can't break this up into various breaths. But nevertheless, even according to the Ramban and the Rosh, Mishnah Berurah says that there should be a little bit of a gap between the two. That's a slight pause, even though you're not taking a second breath. How do we pasken? So both of those opinions appear in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says that a Yirei Shamayim, a God-fearing person, that will try and fulfil both possibilities. And in the first set of 30 notes, that's what we call the Tekiot Dimyushav, you would do them in one breath. And in the Tekiot Dimu'umad, the notes which are blown in the Chazarat Hashat, one would do them in two breaths. In actual fact, the Achronim point out that according to our minhag, where we blow 30 notes in Chazarat Hashatz, then you could swap it round and you could do two breaths for the first 30 and one breath for the next 30. The Rama, in any event, says that the minhag is to do everything in two breaths in accordance with the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, and one shouldn't change that minhag. However, the Kitzur, and that seems to be what the Mishnah Berurah holds, because he doesn't say anything different. And also the Matei Ephraim indicates like that as well. Nevertheless, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says, like the Mechaber says in the Shulchan Aruch, to have the Tekiot Dim Yushav done one day and the way, and the Tekiot Dim Umad done the other way. And I think that's the practice in many Kehilot. That's the The minhag of Svardim is at the very end of the all the tekiot of the day is to blow an extra note, a teruah gadola. That's a very, very long teruah. That's, and the Torah says that this is kedei la'abevet ha-satan, in order to confound the satan. Ashkenazim don't blow a teruah gadola, but the final note that they blow is a tekiah gadola. So we have two different minhagim here. That's what's the background to the two minhagim. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Mikra Kodesh, he says that we've got scriptural basis for both of them. As far as the Tekiah Gedolah is concerned, we can look at a pasuk in the connection of Hamamat Har Sinai, where we're told that Bimshoch Hayovel Hema Yalu Bahar, that after the giving of the Torah, when the ram's horn is blown for an extended period, then it's all over and everybody can go up on Har Sinai. He says Bimshoch, that means a drawn out blast, that can only be a Tekiah Gedolah, it can't be a Teruah Gedolah. And that shows that something's over. So the mitzvah is now over, just like Mamad Har Sinai was now over when there was this Tekiah Gedolah. So we blow a Tekiah Gedolah to show that the mitzvah is now concluded. What about the Teruah Gedolah? So he says we've got a pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua talking about the conquest of Yericho. The pasuk says after they'd gone round the city seven times, Vayariu Ha'am Teruah Gedolah. So we usually translate that as the people shouted a great shout. But it could also mean that they blew a teruah gadola, and at that point the walls fell down. So that's an indication that, you know, we blow a teruah gadola and then our prayers will be answered. So at the end of the mitzvah tekiat shofar, we blow this teruah gadola in the hope that all our prayers will be answered. I saw in the Sefer Keter Shem Tov by Chacham Gagin that he says a reason for the teruah gadola would be Allah Elokim b'teruah, that Hashem ascends with the teruah, and we blow this teruah gadolah at the end of the mitzvah of tekiat shofar, at the end of the morning in shul, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu now ascends back to Shamayim, and we go home and have our lunch. Ad kan.